and welcome to Wellness Wednesday Weekly. This is your host, Damaris Luce-Mercado. I'm excited to share a topic with you that has been front and center during conversation with several folks. Today, we'll be talking about election-proofing your finances. And with us to explore this more deeply, we have Ramona Thomas, who is a longtime professional in the financial services industry. I'll let her further introduce herself.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for being here today. Tell us a little bit more about your background.
So I do work in financial services as an advisor. I work with clients on helping them feel empowered and control around their finances. And that's what I do every day. That's what I'm really passionate about. And just really glad to be here.
Well, I'm happy that you're here with us as well. And you know, we've had some conversation around this topic, and really it was because of you bringing this up that has initiated it in conversation with some other people who are really excited to hear some information. So election proofing your finances, what does that mean?
So I hope that it doesn't mislead people to think that, you know, no matter what happens, whatever the outcome of the election is, that people will not be touched by what happens in the economy. What it really means, and at least in my opinion, is making sure that you can be prepared for the market volatility that normally comes in an election year. And if you've been, you know, paying attention to the market or just the news, just being prepared for that. And the key is having a long-term perspective. So looking at your own personal finances, your personal investments, and thinking about how to navigate, you know, the next 6 weeks to 4 months, you know, once sort of the dust settles from the election, and then being able to focus on your long-term goals or stay focused on whatever your long-term financial goals are.
Right. So when you say that, I mean, I know people who are for, you know, different parties, right? So you have the Republicans, the Democrats, you have people who are independents, you have people who are just on the fence and not sure what they're going to do. So how much do you think it really matters which party wins this upcoming presidential election?
Well, it certainly matters, I think, for voters and for citizens of the country who have very strong opinions about who is in power, right? So it definitely matters. And, you know, in terms of the economy, it matters, I think, certainly in the short run. You know, data actually shows that historically, after, again, the dust settles from whoever wins, whether the incumbent, does a second term or there's a new president, historical data over time show that the market does have positive returns. So since 1900, 16 out of 20 presidential terms have resulted in positive returns for the stock market when we're looking at the S&P 500. So what that means is, you know, while there are a lot of factors that drive market performance, an administration's policies can add or detract from the market's momentum, but overall, over the past 120 years, you know, 16 out of 20 presidential terms have resulted in positive returns for the market.
Okay. So I think that sounds like it's a good thing for us, hopefully going into the next several years. I would like to think there would be an upswing, right? So if we look at these past 4 years, where would you say they've been in that history?
Well, I mean, before COVID, we were in, I believe, an 11-year bull market, meaning, 11 years of growth in the market. And before COVID, you know, the market, the economy was certainly the highest it had been. 11 years is a long time, for the market to do as well as it did. And, you know, there were some economists and others in the financial services industry that felt like maybe a market correction would be coming. in terms of, you know, adjusting for maybe some inflated stocks and other, you know, investments in the economy. But what COVID ended up happening. And so whatever, you know, natural market corrections were going to come, COVID happened and, you know, just kind of sent us into our, you know, certainly sent the economy into a very strange recession where, if you remember March, where the market just kind of dropped because of the global spread of what was happening with COVID. So, you know, before the pandemic, the market was doing really well. And even now, you know, I look at data at our firm and even, you know, each quarter, you know, everyone's economists, certainly everyone's looking at, you know, earnings and looking at, you know, how deep are we in terms of economic trouble. And in every quarter, the projections keep getting revised in terms of, you know, how we're doing. So I don't want to say it's a wait and see, you know, but I do believe that once the pandemic is under control or, you know, if we can get it under control, there's certainly a will for the economy to do well and to sort of, you know, turn back the clock and get back to sort of the pre-COVID strength in the economy.
So Obama administration and Trump administration, they all both have been, you know, in favor of upswing and good financial outcomes. And so we really can't say it's Democrat or Republican or people being concerned which party necessarily, but more so this pandemic is really what has had the downturn effect is what you're saying.
Well, I think that was the certain spin that happened, you know, in March, right, where the news of COVID was spreading around the world and certainly the cases that were going up here in the U.S. It's hard to say if COVID hadn't happened, what would happen in the economy? Like, would we be where we are today? Would there have been a drop? I mean, there's no way to know that. Again, there were, you know, some economists in the industry felt like, you know, some market corrections were coming and people were thinking, okay, 11 years of a bull market of growth, at some point there would be some pullback. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know what the severity of that would have been because of COVID. But again, you know, historical data shows that that whether that the White House is led by a Republican or a Democrat, market tends to rise in any given year. So that's, you know, generally looking at historical data since 1928, there have been 68 positive years in the market. Of those 68 years, 38 was with a Democrat as president and 30 of those years with a Republican as president. You know, on the flip side, since 1928, there have been 25 negative years in the stock market, 10 of those years with a president that was Democrat, and 15 of those years, you know, with a Republican at the helm. So, and, you know, long term, and this is when we were talking earlier when you asked the question about election proofing, the key is that, you know, in an election, every year there's market volatility. You know, there may be seasonal volatility. In an election year, we see, you know, more of that as we get closer to the election and certainly, you know, within maybe 20 days after the election. But the key is thinking long term, right? So what do you do to weather sort of the up and down that's happening right now and that will continue to happen probably through November? And then how do you think long term? Because again, historically long term, the market tends to rise, you know, as the economy grows or strengthens itself and you know, bounces back, you know, from like the banking finance crisis in 2008. I mean, we all remember the dot-com. There are times where we've kind of been here before, but over time, the market does come back.
What are some things that people can do to ensure successful outcomes for themselves, either through their investments or their portfolios, or even if they don't have a significant amount of money in investments, or, you know, how can they manage some of their savings?
So the key is what you just said, manage. Oftentimes, particularly people who are in, you know, financial trouble or who are not in a position where they're able to do all the things that they want to do in terms of saving and investing and spending and that kind of thing, they tend not to pay attention to their finances. So one of the things that everyone can do is pay very close attention. Look at your bank statements. Look at what you're spending. Look at what you're saving. Look at your investment statements. So if you have a 401k, people don't look. They don't even know where they are. Oh, yeah. You know, I hear this all the time. Oh, yeah, Ramona, I have a 401k. I don't even know what's in it. I don't know how it's invested. Those are two things you should always know. If you have a retirement account or if you have an investment portfolio, you should know what's in it and you should know how it's invested. Now, don't be on the flip side. When everything was happening with COVID, I had people calling me in a panic. I'm checking my accounts 3 times a day. Oh my gosh, I'm losing $30,000 a day. Like, don't do that because that'll make you sick, right? Don't do that. But you do want to look, you know, I would say at least monthly because you get a monthly statement. You should know what's happening. Again, you should know how it's invested. You should know how those investments are doing for you. So if you, you know, if you work with the financial advisor, this is what we get paid to do. Make sure you spend time with him or her, that you guys are really clear that your investments match your goals. You know, are they consistent with your time horizon? Are you looking to do something in 3 years, 5 years, 15 years? Make sure they're consistent with your risk tolerance. If you have a very low tolerance for risk, that means you're conservative, then you shouldn't be in 100% equity. Right? You want to make sure that whatever your investments are, that they fit your stomach, which is what your risk tolerance is, that they fit your stomach for loss. Right. So those are some key things that people can do. You know, pay attention to what you're spending, to what you're bringing in, look at your statements, and then talk to your advisor. If you don't have an advisor, if you have a company plan 401k, you can talk to the plan administrator. If you have one of those, you know, E-Trade accounts or something, one of those that you're doing yourself online, many of them, you know, not all, but many of them will have an 800 number, you know, that you can talk to. So I would definitely say, you know, just kind of get on top of it and then just expect that there's going to be some up and down, you know, between now and probably the middle end of November, maybe even longer. Just know that that's normal. But long term, we're looking, you know, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. The market historically has bounced back and has been positive.
Let's say some people who may not have the investment portfolios or had to tap into their investments to cover life expenses now, especially during this time, right? Let's say there was a loss in income, or if people are on unemployment or receiving PPP or, you know, self-employed and trying to figure out things and hadn't really been able to contribute much to investments, right? So that's one area of people. And then you have an area of people who, as I mentioned at the front end of this, who might not have much of any investments.
Okay. So for people who had to dip into their investments, so maybe you had to borrow from your 401k or all the examples that you gave, maybe you have a PPP loan if you start, you know, if you run a business, things like that, I would say, you know, talk to your tax professional. Because the IRS did make a number of changes this year in terms of, you know, being able to borrow from retirement portfolios if you were affected by COVID and not having to pay the tax income, because it is a taxable event. So you definitely want to talk to, if you don't have a CPA, you know, you can't afford one, you can talk to someone at the IRS. You know, call the 800 number and just make sure you understand what your tax situation is, because the worst thing that could happen, or, you know, something really bad that could happen, is you take money out and you don't understand the rules for putting it back in, because they did extend the time that you have to put it back in without the penalties or without having to pay the taxes, and then you get hit with the tax bill. So that's one thing I would say. If you have a tax professional that you work with, you know, someone who does your taxes, make sure that you have a conversation with him or her about what your tax liabilities are. If you dipped into your money, if you have a PPP loan, you run a business, you just want to understand what your tax liability may be. Okay. If you don't have a tax professional, you can't afford one, call the IRS. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't know what the wait time is right now, you know, cause we're still in COVID, but that's definitely worth doing, to make sure that you understand that. For those who may be unemployed, relying on unemployment, you don't have a lot of investments or resources to draw on. The key is going to be, just managing your cash flow, right? You kind of want to make sure that you're managing what's coming in. If it's an unemployment check, if it's, a part-time job, or you're, stringing together two or three different incomes, maybe you have a side hustle, something like that. You want to be really mindful of what you're bringing in and what you're spending. So look at your expenses. If you're working remotely, if you're, if you've been able to cut expenses, I've talked to a number of people, I'm even speaking from personal experience, people who are not commuting are saving, money on metro cards and gas and, easy pass. And then thinking about, can you redirect that money somewhere? Can you redirect it towards your rent, your mortgage, or, those essential living expenses, groceries, cell phone, internet has now become an essential expense with many of us working from home, but then also thinking about the things that you don't need. Do you need all of the streaming services? Do you need all those paid apps that you may not be using right now? Do you need the latest and greatest fashion if you're working from home? Probably not. Or the latest technology. So think about, again, it's not forever, but just right now in this period of time, what are the things that you, especially if you're strapped for cash, what don't you really need, right? Just focus on your essential living expenses. And to the extent that you, I've been talking to a number of people, clients who weren't able to save money, but because they're not commuting, hey, Ramona, when I commuted to work, I ate out a lot. I was buying coffee in the morning. I was buying lunch. That was adding up to $100 a week. And now I'm saving so much more money because I'm not doing those things. So think about, how your life has changed during this period, whatever your situation is. And are there ways that you can, cut on your expenses if you're strapped for cash, or just, manage your income a little better. And then, hopefully things get better. You can get back to contributing to your 401k or investing or doing the things, saving for a house, those kinds of things, people who need a new car, that you can start getting back to those other investments, those other things.
Basically doing a financial wellness check.
Always.
We have done before, right? So I mean, that's a whole topic that we can definitely go more in depth on, as we have in the past. So I'm so thankful that you've been able to be here with us today, and we've been able to engage a little bit of conversation, have some dialogue around this topic, because election proofing your finances is basically doing a financial wellness check as well. Right. So it's reviewing your money. It's reviewing where you're at now, where you believe that you want to be going forward, no matter who wins the election, no matter which administration is in place. It's still a matter of figuring out ways so that you can feel like you're in control and maintain that position of power over your finances as much as possible. That's what I'm understanding from this.
Absolutely. If people want to find me or just want, links or more information on, financial data that's out there, you can find me on LinkedIn, Ramona Thomas on LinkedIn. And I do respond to, private messages and things like that. And then I think you and I are going to do something else, Damaris, so people can always kind of tune back into you and hopefully we can do something else and talking about money. It's such an important topic right now because so many people are really stressed financially. So anything I can do to help ease stress, I just would love to be able to do that.
Thank you once again for your time, your energy, your sharing of your knowledge and all this wonderful information, and looking forward to connecting again soon.
Thank you for having me.
This is your host, Damaris Luce Mercado. Check us out on our budding site, WellnessWednesdayWeekly.com.